The city of Detroit's parking app has been completely rebuilt. It has the same name as the last one, Park Detroit, but it is a brand new app. Current Park Detroit users cannot access the latest version simply by downloading an update. The old Park Detroit app needs to be deleted, and then the new version can be downloaded. Upon first use, drivers will need to re-enter license plate and payment information. Keith Hutchings is Detroit's parking director. He tells WDET's Laura Herberg the city paid about $300,000 for the new app.
We did that because of the ongoing growth of a city like Detroit in the metropolitan area and some of the challenges that citizens have when they're coming into a major metropolitan area. Sometimes they can become intimidated if you don't know how to get around the city, you don't know what's the best places to park, you deal with issues of congestion and pollution, as well as pricing. So what we realized is we needed a more robust experience to give consumers all the information at their fingertips to make a decision to come into the city.
Can you kind of spell out what makes this app better than the old app?
The previous app was a great app, well-loved, and we were really happy with it. But this app gives you more than just paying for a metered space. This app lets you know where metered space is, lets you know if it's available space versus pulling up and finding out all the space is gone. It also lets you know where garage and parking lot spaces are across the city with pricing and to purchase it all at the same time. It gives you the ability to have information at your fingertips. It gives you directions to your location and back to your car in case you forget where your car is parked. That is far beyond what we had with the previous app.
And one thing that's interesting about this app is it actually makes it so people can not only use it for city parking, but they can use it for private parking structures as well. Can you talk about that decision?
We felt that it was important to be able to show people that a garage is full or that it's empty. And by showing the pricing, consumers can make an informed decision. And it helps to keep all of us honest and not raise our prices beyond what the market level dictates. So it helps to keep pricing more stable.
And this is just the first phase in a series of parking app upgrades. Can you talk about what's next for the Park Detroit app?
Absolutely. We are going to, in the next few months, expand to include a multimodal transportation portal, which allows you to make a trip planning thing where you're deciding where you're going and you put in a location, and it would give you multiple options to get there, whether you drive directly to the location or you drive and park at maybe an alternative location and take additional transportation to there. It gives you the amount of time it takes, the cost, so you may be able to save money by parking at an alternative location and taking alternative transportation. That will be one portion that will be tied to the parking. And then we'll also be introducing a merchant validation program, which then basically allows you to get discounts or benefits for parking at, for instance, a garage, and maybe you get a benefit like an appetizer or a discount at a restaurant and vice versa. If you go to a restaurant and you get a discount for parking at a specific parking structure. These are things we're doing to improve the overall experience coming into the city of Detroit and encourage people to be able to come into the city of Detroit. And of course, because of the way we've built it, we potentially have the ability to expand it through all of Southeastern Michigan beyond just simply the city of Detroit.
That was Keith Hutchings, Detroit's parking director. He spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg about the city's new parking app. Hutchings says since the app was released in late December, there have been a few upgrades. Users can now enter their payment information at the beginning of a transaction and can once again enter their zone number.